You are listening to the Victory Podcast. We hope this message will find favor in your life. For more updates about Victory, log on to victory.org.ph and bookmark our website in your browser. Now, here's your message.
Last week, we started a new series. Obviously, it's called Colors of Christmas. Sino po rito nandito last Sunday? Pakitaas po yung mga kamay nyo. Last Sunday. Great. Sino po yung wala nung Sunday dahil malakas yung ulan last Sunday? Hindi ko kayo nakarating. Alright. Sino rito sa inyo, kahit anong tanungin ko, hindi kayo magtataas ng kamay? Ayaw nyo talaga. So, okay lang yon. Well, kagaya po na sinabi ko, last Sunday po, nag-start po tayo to talk about Colors of Christmas because we believe that in every color, there's a significance for the birth of Christ. And we did talk about last Sunday about the color green, where Pastor Earl echoed in the time of transition in John chapter 10. Jesus says, I have come to give you life so that you may live it to the full. In other translation, it says that I have come that I may give you abundant life. Everybody say abundant life. And there's another translation which is really good. It says, I have given you, my purpose of coming here on earth, is to give you rich and satisfying life. How many of you believe that it's only Jesus who could give us the satisfying, abundant life that we all need? Great. We can never, ever receive life from any ways of the world, from money, account, riches, mansion, whatever it is. It's only Jesus who could give us abundant life. Can you say amen to that? Today, we're going to talk about another color, which is obviously, it's called the red. And medyo namamangha ako kasi daming nakasuot na red shoes. Pastor Earl, okay, our guy here, red shoes, wow, all right, talaga naman. Why are we talking about the color red? What is the color red signify in terms of the Christmas season? Bakit nga ba red? Let me ask you, in your own opinion, bakit ba red kasama ang color red sa Christmas colors? Bakit kaya? Tatanungin niyo ba yung sarili niyo? Hindi pa? Tatanungin ko kayo. Akin na yung microphone. Alright. Ready ba kayo? Alright. Sino wants any volunteer? Bakit red? Volunteer? Volunteer? Nagtaas ka ng kamay, hindi kita tatawagin. Alright. Tawagin natin. Yes. Bakit kaya red? What's your name? What's your name? Huh? Can you come over here in front? What's your name?
Zoe.
Zoe. All right. How old are you, Zoe?
12.
All right. Hindi ko pa sure. 11, 12. All right. All right. Zoe, right? Zoe. All right. Zoe, bakit kaya red ang color ng Christmas?
It's about love.
It's about love. Love, di ba dapat February? Because, di ba, si Cupid, di ba, naninira siya ng araw niya. What do you think? Dapat love din ba pag December?
Kasi po, binigay po ni God sa atin yung love. Kaya, yun yung color of Christmas.
Yun naman. Binigay nga naman sa atin ni Lord yung love. Kaya, red on Christmas. Great! For an 12-year-old to answer that, wow. Can we give Chloe a big, Zoe a big round of applause? Thank you so much. Grabe. 12 years old pa lang. Alam na. Ikaw ba bro, alam mo kung bakit? Ha? Para wala ka idea. Okay, hindi kita tatanong. Banda rito sa gitna. Bakit kaya red? Aside from love. Ito, kita ko to eh. Taga ano to eh. Taga Kainta Green Park to eh. Ito, sikat to sa Kainta Green Park eh. Balita ako, pag naglaro ka to, parang si Kobe Bryant. Alright, pare, para sa'yo. Alright, bakit red ang color ng Christmas? Palagay mo.
Sinagot niya na eh.
Sinagot? Hindi nga eh. Sinagot. Iba nga yung sagot niya sa sagot mo eh. May iba kang sagot eh. Bakit aside from love? Alright? Tristan. Kaya mo yan, Tristan.
Siguro kasi ano, yung nag-symbolize dugo. Parang yung dugo kasi pag wala tayo, no? Parang walang life.
Wow, dugo.
Yung dugo kasi, diba ko yung dugo kulay red.
Okay, dugo. Alright, dugo. Parang pag nag-order ka, KFC at dugo or take out? Or,
dugo.
Ha? Dugo. Ah, dugo. Sorry ah. Sorry, mahina. Itayin ako. Dugo. Okay, dugo. Dahil
simple siya ng life. Ng buhay.
Wow. Hindi lang love. Pero life. Well, that makes sense. Exactly. Can we just give my friend over here a big round of applause? May sabihin ka pa ba? Wala na. Alright. Parang kinakabahan ka ba? Alright, sige, banda rito. Kailangan magtanong tayo banda rito eh. Sige, bakit red Hindi kita tatawagin. Huwag ka mag-alala. Nakakabahan. Bakit red po ang color ng Christmas? Anong name mo? Ano? Ba't nagtatawa na kayo? Anong name mo? Teka muna. Ako may hawak na gusto mong kumanta or what? Pwede ko mahawakan yung microphone? O kasi, huwag ka magtago. Anong name mo?
Ivan.
Ivan. All right. Hindi ko pa tinatanong, red na po siya. Nagbablast po siya, mga kaibigan. All right? Ivan. Ivan, anong surname mo?
Karandang.
Karandang, Ivan. Karandang. Ivan Karandang. Para sa'yo, parang ibang pangalan na. Bakit red ang Christmas? Excuse me, ha?
Kasi yung gift, red yung kulay.
Gift. Red na kulay. Gift, red na kulay. Gift, red. Pwede rin. Pag gift, usually, pag gift wrapper, red ang kulay. Yun na ibig niya sabihin. Grabe. Sige, Ivan. Alright. Parang tawa-tawa ka sa sarili mo. Ha. Sige, banda rito. Ikaw, naka-red ka eh. Alright, what's your name?
Barbie.
Barbie. Ah, okay. Barbie. Hindi ka mukhang Barbie, eh. Pero Barbie for you. How old are you, Barbie?
21.
You're still in school? Ano school?
Miriam po.
Miriam? May mga Miriam ba rito? Mga taga-Miriam? Ayun, alright. Okay. Patatang tahimik nga, no? Alright. Barbie, para sa'yo, bakit red ang Christmas?
Kasi naka-red ako.
Kasi naka-red ka? Hindi mo ba ako binibiro? Niloloko mo ako? Ano ba?
Kasi sinagot na nila lahat.
Lahat na yon. So para sa'yo, red na. Okay, sige. Salamat na. Ganun pala mga taga-Miriam. Thank you so much. Alright. Palakpakan naman natin sila lahat, please. Thank you. Great. Bakit nga ba red ang Christmas? Don't you know that the color red is so powerful? It signifies actually what you've said. You already mentioned, all right? Red speaks of a strong color that symbolizes passion, emotion, energy. That's why, yes, it speaks of love because, di ba, during Valentine's, we all celebrate Valentine's Day, especially if you have, if your husband and wives and boyfriend, girlfriend, that you do it the godly way, wherein I believe it speaks of the emotions that we want to ooze out or and express. And that's the reason why it's red. I believe part of the reason why it's red, like women won't wear black lipstick. Am I right? When you say red lipstick, it means it's really hot lipsticks. Am I right, ladies? Yes. What about fame and power? Celebrities would have their talagang carpet red, especially in Hollywood, and we follow that. Why? Because it speaks of fame, it speaks of power. Okay, those people in government, in the political scene, they will all somehow wear red neckties. Why? Because it portrays power to them. For the Chinese, especially this Christmas, makakatanggap na naman tayo ng envelope na color red. Bakit kaya? Ano tawag doon? Ampao. Red ampao. Bakit red? Because it speaks of what? Fortune, di ba? It speaks of good happiness. During revolution, all right? People would come up with their flags that is red. KKK, and not only that, Magdalo, and all the revolutions out there. They want to make sure that their color, their flag colors are red, symbolizes war and bravery. For the Roman empires, all right, the Roman Empire, during the Roman Empire, red planet Mars signifies the Roman god of war. Flashing red lights, emergency lights. It's so important for us to understand that if there's an emergency, well, ambulance coming, it speaks of a person inside of that truck going to the hospital. It means emergency. Here in the Philippines, our traffic light alone, traffic light, okay? Pag green, it means what? Go. Pag yellow, faster. Pag red, you go anywhere, all right? That's only in the Philippines. You know, we see lots of red during Christmas season. Rudolph, Santa Claus, red wrappers, you know, red decorations, Christmas, red lechon, everything is red. But you know what? All the characters that we've seen here, we only see them during Christmas season. Why is that? Because they only comes on a Christmas season. But here's what the Word of God says in Matthew chapter 1, verse 21. Here's what the Word of God says. she will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. Everyone say Jesus. Because he will save his people from their what? From their sins. All right? Let's talk about the name Jesus. In fact, every name has its meaning. I hope you love your name. What's your name, my friend? Rex. What do you mean by Rex? I know the meaning of Rex. It means king. Diba? What's your name? Edward. What's the name of Edward? It means Pope. All right? And another name is, it means Colin. All right? Some of you can't relate. I'm sorry. You know, by the way, I haven't watched it. All right? I haven't watched it yet. All right? But anyway, yung pangalan po natin, mayroon po ibig sabihin yan. Yung pangalan ko po, binigay po sa akin ng magulang ko pangalan Mark. Ang ibig po sabihin ng Mark, ibig sabihin, manly. Kaya naman pag sinabi mong Mark, ibig sabihin, lalaki. Hindi lalaki, lalaking lalaki. Gusto nyo ba makita yung abs ko? Never mind. Hindi na ako kuha po sa ano yun. Pinag-usapan natin yun. Diba? Last time sa biblical manhood, alright? Another name that my dad gave me is not just Mark, but I'm also Mark Anthony, alright? Anthony. Meron ba dito pangalan? Anthony, alright? Wala ako lang. Alam nyo ba yung sabihin na Anthony? It means warlike. Warrior. Kaya pala nung bago pa lang ako saved, hindi pa ako saved, pag may konting nag-aaway na frat, alright, hindi actually ako, wala akong frat eh. Pero pag may ganyan trouble, ako po yung unang nangunguna, yung tipo sisipa, sabay takbo na ako, di ba? Sabahala na kayo. So, you know, I love doing it. I don't know why, alright? But, you know, there's such in me that I just love battle. I'm a competitor, basketball game the other day. I feel like really playing against the young ones here in our Metro East Church, but I've forgotten. I'm already 41 years old. So first time in my whole life, I got pulled muscle, but a torn muscle, all right? Because pinilit ko po, mga kapatid. Why? Because there's something in our name. And the name Jesus is so important for us to understand because the name, the Greek equivalent of the Hebrew name is Joshua. Everyone say Joshua. When you say Jesus, the Hebrew name is Joshua. Joshua means Yahweh saves his people. In other words, the name Jesus means what? Savior. Jesus was born to save people from their sins. Why is that? Why would Jesus come and given the name Jesus? What's the purpose? Why? Because all men have a big problem from the very beginning until today. If we have problems in the house, if we have problems in the offices, if we have problems in government, if we have problems in the political scene, in the entertainment industry, wherever you go, if there's any problem existing, guess what? It's called sin. That is the cardinal of all cardinal universal problem. It is called sin. Romans 3:23 says, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Kaya kami problema, because for all have sinned and fall short upon the glory of God. Another scripture in Romans chapter 6. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Lahat po ng kasalanan ay may kabayaran. Ang kabayaran po na kasalanan ay kamatayan. Sa buhay po na isang tao, when we were born here on earth, alright, you don't have to do sin in order for you to be a sinner. Automatic, when we were born here on earth, you are already a sinner. Why? Because we came from our forefathers who sinned. And since they became sinners, from that generation until our generation today, that's why we don't look at the background, we don't look at the names. Kaya mayaman ka pa, mahirap ka pa, kilala ka, hindi ka kilala, prominent ka, galing ka sa ganitong pamilya, lahat po ng tao ay makasalanan. At lahat po ng tao, if we're gonna die today, there is a consequence. And what is that? Eternal separation from God. We call it hell. Everybody say hell. In other words, every single one of us here, whether you like it or not, no matter how good you are, you're gonna bust wide open to hell because that is our destination. Every sinner is headed towards hell. Question. Did Jesus have to come to die for our sins? kailangan ba si Jesus pumunta dito sa mundo para mamatay po sa ating kasalanan? Actually, hindi da. Actually, hindi. Jesus didn't have to die and became man for us to be saved from our sins. Because if we talk about the justice of God, guess what? All of us deserve the punishment which is hell. All of us. No excuses. No exemptions. Every person is bound for hell. But the good news is God demonstrated it. God decided. God displayed His love and affection by sending His own Son. Jesus didn't have to be a man, but He chose to be one. Jesus didn't have to be poor, but He chose to be poor for the sake of those poor people. Jesus didn't have to die, but since for our own sake, He chose to die because of His love. And the reason why He became man, because there is no man who could able to save himself other than a man who would live a perfect life. Nobody did that except Christ Himself, who became man, experienced all temptation man could ever experience, experienced all the struggles in life, experienced all the weaknesses, the very struggle, the very sin that you always commit. Guess what? Jesus had His taste, had a taste of that kind of sin, but He remained sinless once and for all. He remained committed to do the will of the Father. He remained to obey God no matter what, to do His will. Why? Because He came to save people from their sins. Can you say amen to that? Jesus intended to die on the cross by expressing His love and justice for mankind. Hindi lang sa pagmamahal ng Panginoon, but of course, expressing what justice is about, because no one could ever do that except Him. Another question rises, what does it take for us to be forgiven? Paano kaya tayo ma-receive ng pagpapatawad? Papatawarin tayo ng Panginoon. Can God just declare forgiveness to all of us? Eh, naman pala sinasabi mo, Pastor Mark, eh. Namatay na pala si Lord sa cross, eh. O, di ba binigay niya? Total sinless siya. Total obedient siya. Then, God could just declare we're forgiven. Di ba? But guess what? We gotta look what the Bible says. There's a law that needs to be followed. In Hebrews chapter 9, verse 22, here's what the Word of God says. In fact, the law requires, everybody say, the law requires. The law requires that nearly everything, everyone say everything. Everything be cleansed with blood, okay? And without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness. We got to understand this very well. Sabi po ng Bible, kailangan po, okay, may dugo na lumabas. Kailangan po may sacrifice by offering a, what you call a blood sacrifice. Apart from the shedding of blood, there will be no forgiveness, whatever you say. That's why many people think that they could shortcut their sin problem. People would say that by mere confession, you could actually receive forgiveness. By simply saying, Jesus, forgive me. Praise God. God forgave me. That's not the way it is, my friend. People say, if we take communion, then we will receive forgiveness. That's not the way, my friend. If we say we're going to live a total, absolute, honest life, a decent life, a good life that you're not hurting people, at least I'm a decent man. I grew up with values. I go to church. I receive forgiveness. That's not what the Word of God says, my friend. Not through penance. Not through flagellating yourself. No good works will able to save a man by receiving his own forgiveness. In the Old Testament, there's what you call a continuous sacrifice by the high priest. A sacrifice in order to receive forgiveness. And it should be done through an animal, by an animal. And it's also being done annually, in fact. Kaya imagine kung Old Testament tayo nabubuhay ngayon, dito po sa auditorium na to, imagine this place will be full of what? Full of pigeons, full of goats, lamb, full of rams, full of bulls. And you can't even come in here just like that. Why? Because it takes a sacrifice, shedding of blood, in order for us to enter into the presence of God. Are you here with me? Man can save himself. I'm sorry. You might be sincere, and you could be sincerely wrong. You can't save yourself. Your good works come short because God's standard is perfection. Are you here? Is that clear enough? The good news is somebody did it for us. Hebrews chapter 9 verse 7 says, but only the high priest entered the inner room. Everybody say the inner room. And that only once a year and never without blood. Every priest who would come in would have a blood, never without blood, which he offered for himself first and for the sins of the people had committed. What happened was Jesus came here on earth to signify the new covenant, which Jesus became the high priest. At the same time, he did not just sacrifice himself, but he himself became the way for us to mediate the conflict between sin and God. In other words, there is a covenant that has taken place. The old covenant was not enough. And so Jesus has to come in. That's why in John chapter 1, verse 29, it says here, the next day John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Imagine that revelation. Jesus hasn't given and surrendered and suffered yet. But yet, because of that revelation, here's the man who will save us from our sins. Hebrews 9 verse 12 says, he did not enter by means of blood of goats and calves, but he entered the most holy place. Everybody say, most holy place. He did it para once and for all. Once for all by his own blood, having obtained eternal redemption. In other words, when Jesus came here on earth, he nullified, he dissolved the old covenant. There is a new covenant that God did it for the whole mankind once and for all. Meaning you don't have to sacrifice any longer. You don't have to do good works in order for you to please God. You don't have to sacrifice in a sense that you might be here in victory. You might attend every service from 10, 1, 3, 5, 7. You might even part of all the ministries here in this very place. You might be committed as a person in this church, but that doesn't mean that you could save yourself. Are you here with me? Why is that? Because of what Christ has done. He shed his blood. He died a violent death for people to receive forgiveness. Are you here with me? I just want you to understand, Jesus didn't die accidentally. He didn't die a normal kind of death. He didn't die from aneurysm. He didn't die from heart attack. He didn't die from cancer. He didn't die for whatever sickness that men experience today. He died a violent death, experiencing the excruciating pain that man could never experience. But he did it for us. Why is that? Because he died to shed his blood for all of us. And that's what red means. It's not just love, but it's the very thing that cost Jesus' life on the cross, that he shed his blood for all mankind. Are you here with me? Jesus Christ's blood was shed. He came here on earth. His purpose to be born was to die on the cross, to shed his blood for all of us. What's the difference? The old covenant speaks of what? Blood of animals. In order for man to be accepted with God, blood animals is the way for us to come to God. But for the new covenant, the blood of Jesus once and for all. The old covenant, it's a repeated sacrifice again and again and again. Parang tayo, dati. Parati nila nagko-confess. Parati nila nagsasacrifice pag Holy Week. Doon tayo close kay God. Kasi, di ba, it's a week of sacrifice. But listen, my friends, you don't have to repeat the sacrifice that Jesus has done. He did it one sacrifice in the new covenant, and that's it. One sacrifice of Jesus' life is enough for people to be saved from their sins. Another thing is, during the old covenant, the sin was covered externally. While in the new covenant, God took away the sin by cleansing our own conscience. We could see that right here in Hebrews chapter 9. Sabi ng Bible, the blood of goats and bulls and the ashes of a heifer sprinkled on those who are ceremonially unclean sanctify them so that they are outwardly what? Clean. You're clean outwardly, but deep within, you're still the same. You're still the same person who lied. You're still the same person who cheats. You're still the same person who commits lust. You're still the same person. There is no difference. Malinis ka outside lang. But what happened is during the new covenant, Jesus took away, all right, what's inside of us. Hebrews chapter 9 verse 14 says, how much more then will the blood of Christ, who the eternal Spirit offered himself unblemished to God. Why? Because he was the perfect sacrifice. He had no sin. He lived a total obedient life that cleansed our consciences from acts that lead to death so that we may serve the living God. Hear me, my friend. Tell me your sin. I tell you, it's the blood of Jesus that sets you free. Tell me the kind of sin that for you is the gravest sin that you have committed. You did it this morning. Then I tell you, it's the blood of Jesus that caused you to be forgiven and that caused you to be freed and caused you to get back to the kind of life that Jesus wants to give you starting once again today. God can change any person, whatever you're into right now, whatever difficulty of sin that you face. The Bible says he can clean our hearts, our consciences, from acts that leads to death so that we may serve the living God. Powerful. That's the Jesus we serve. The red, the color red of Christmas means it's Jesus' blood. He shed it for you once and for all. What's the result of this? Since Jesus shed his blood for me, then what is it for me now? Well, here's what's for you. Number one, forgiveness. Absolute, total forgiveness. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7 says, in him, we have redemption. You know what redemption? The Lord redeemed you. Meaning the Lord purchased you. You can save yourself. You are from the dark side. God shed his blood so that he would pay fully the ransom for the price that needs to be paid, and it takes the blood of the Lamb. He did it so that he could get you back and gave you the kind of life. He delivered you. He rescued you from the kingdom of darkness. That's how powerful his blood is. It's for us. Redemption through the blood, the forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of God's grace. Because of what happened, guess what? As if we didn't sin in our own lives. As if we didn't sin. As if sin didn't exist in our own veins. That's what really happens. That's why people are still condemned. Hey, look, it's the blood of Jesus. God already forgiven you. How many of you believe that we all need forgiveness? We all need forgiveness. But Jesus forgave you once and for all by his own blood. Can you say amen to that? Jesus came to save us from our sins. Second, aside from forgiveness, God also gave you what? Freedom. Everybody say freedom. Freedom. Revelation chapter 1, verse 5. And from Jesus Christ, who is a faithful witness, hallelujah, the firstborn from the dead and the ruler of the kings of the earth, to him who loves us and has freed us from what? From our sins by his blood. Think about this. Tayo mingi tayo ng kapatawaran sa Panginoon. Pero ang problema, pag mingi tayo ng kapatawaran, Bukas din, gagawin na naman natin. Yun din at yun din ang problema. Hello? Hindi ba? Paulit-ulit na lang. At di para din tayo namumuhay ng Old Testament, ng Old Covenant. But Jesus didn't came to forgive you from all your sins. He came here to free you. God wants to set you free from the slavery of death, from the slavery of sin. Listen, my friends, if you're living, still living in sin, if you're still trying to act as a Christian, guess what? It's time for you not to act, but it's time for you to live a genuine life of being a Christian. If you have problems, struggles with sin, same old attitude, same old problems again and again, the good news is Jesus didn't just forgive you, He freed you. He gave you the power to no longer be controlled by sin. Tell me your weakness and tell me your struggle. Listen to this. I tell you, because of Jesus' blood, He freed you from all your weaknesses and struggle in life. Can you say amen to that? Then you don't have to live longer in your weaknesses. You don't have to dwell in your past lives. You don't have to dwell in your past sins. You don't have to dwell living by the slavery of sin, as if you're bounded once again, that you cannot take, you can't get out. You know what? Because of the blood of Jesus, it's finished. God freed you. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 15 says, sabi po ng Bible, for this reason, Christ is the mediator of a new covenant. He wasn't just the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. He wasn't just the high priest who offered himself in behalf of the people coming into the presence of God, but he mediates the new covenant, that those who are called may receive the promised eternal inheritance now. Does it say now? Now that he has died as a ransom to set them free from the sins committed under the first covenant. Think about how powerful this is. That's why this Christmas season will be meaningful and colorful. Why? When people just have a good time because of parties. For us, it's not. For us, it's personal. Bakit, Lord? Eh, dati, immoral ako. Ngayon, hindi na. And Lord, dati, manggagancho ako. Lord, hanggang ngayon, di alam na misis ko, niloloko ko siya. Lord, hanggang ngayon, ang dami kong niloloko. Lord, hanggang ngayon, may pride pa rin ako. Lord, hanggang ngayon, ito pa rin yung problema ko. Guess what? God gives you the power not to be controlled by sin anymore. Why? Because of what Christ has done. He's the mediator of the covenant. And you could live a life that is totally transformed. Why? Because of the power of His blood over our lives. Can you say amen? Amen. How many of you wanted that? How many of you want to experience that? You were not just forgiven. You were not just freed. You know what stops you from fulfilling the purpose of God? I'll tell you what. Here's what stops you. It's not the devil. Take him out of the equation. Here's what stops you. Your heart of pride. It's hard for you to lift up your hands to God. Bakit? Because there's guilt. There's shame. Hindi lang forgiveness, but what you want is really freedom, Lord. Help me. Lord, until today, I'm dragged by this. Hirap na ako, Lord. Pero may problema pa rin ako. Grabe yung struggle ko. Hindi nila alam. Wala nakakaalam, Lord God. Pero alam mo, nagsasuffer ako deep with it. That's what I'm talking about. And guess what? Your problem is this. It's not that struggle. Your problem to be set free is what you call your stinking pride. Why? Because the only freedom you could do is to deal with yourself and say, Lord, I humble myself. Let your will be done and not my will be done. Are you here with me? God wants to set you free. Is that a good news? How many of you wants to experience a different kind of Christmas? Experiencing forgiveness and freedom. Guess what? Tonight is that night. But we're not done yet. there's another one. Here we're not just forgiven. Here we're not just freed. But God promised what? Fellowship. Everybody say fellowship. Hebrews chapter 10 verse 19 says, therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, guess what? It should be the high priest. Kailangan pumunta tayo kay pastor. Pastor, kasi mas anointed ka. You're the man of God. Guess what? In the eyes of God, there is no special man of God. Every one of God in the eyes of God is the same. We are in the same league. Pastor ako ngayon. Pastor kami ni Earl. Bakit? Kasi tinawag lang kami ni Lord eh. Hindi naman kami nandito kung sarili lang namin para maging ambisyon namin. Kung siguro kung kami lang, baka si Pastor Earl, millionaire na yan, billionaire na yan. Baka si Pastor Earl, grabe yung book niya, talagang with. Sobrang, di ba? Kasi nga, but contento na kami, di ba Pastor Earl? Great. Kung nakita nyo lang yung party namin kahapon, alright? Huwag nyo na lang tingnan sa Facebook, alright? Pakikahiyaan nyo yung mga pastors nyo. Anyway, fellowship, alam nyo ba gusto ni Lord? Yung tipong kahit nasaan ka, yung meron kang boldness, may confidence ka pumunta kay God. Hindi ka nahihiya. Pero because of sin problem, because of guilt, because of shame, it drags you down. It drags you from behind. It drags you to live your past lives. You don't have to live longer in your past lives anymore. Why? Because God wants you to go straight to Him. You know, I have my second son, Jermaine. He's 9 years old. And he knows if he disobeyed, if he did something wrong to dad or mom, he knows. He's guilty. He knows that we got to give him rod. And I'm still giving him rod. And if he's guilty of breaking our rules, guess what? He's not coming to us. If I say, Jermaine, come later, dad, he would not come. All right? But the moment we deal with him with love and affection, guess what? We restored our relationship. And every time we deal with my son, whatever he has done, we're not going to bring him back, bring it out back to him and say, remember what you've done? No, it's a done deal. And because of that, listen, anytime he would come to daddy, just like yesterday morning, this morning, daddy was sleeping, and here is daddy, all right, and nasa tabi ko na. Okay, parang gusto niya, tara, laro na tayo, tara. Let's have fellowship together. Come on. Why is that? Because that's how bold he was. Anytime, anywhere, he could come to daddy without knowing, without having guilt, without having the shame. But he could express himself just by being himself to daddy. Why? Because of our relationship. And some of you needs to hear that today. Anytime, anywhere, you can come to God in darkness, in light, in the CR that you sit on the throne, while anywhere, anywhere, God wants you. You could have the freedom and the confidence of approaching God. You don't have to go to a pastor or a great man of God. Why? As far as I'm concerned, because of His blood. God wants to forgive you. He has forgiven you. He has freed you. And He has given us the right to fellowship with God. Friends, Jesus was born to die for our sins. Jesus was born simply because His purpose was to bring life towards His death. Think about this. If Jesus didn't die on the cross to shed His blood, I don't think Christmas will be meaningful. I don't think Christmas will be colorful. I don't think Christmas season will be such a joy. And lots of people are like that. They're living a life of deception. They just think of gifts and this way of receiving other than what Christ has done for our lives. Folks, listen. God has forgiven us. And maybe to some of you, this is your night. God wants to free you. And God wants to give you that confidence of fellowshipping with Him. No matter what, wherever you are, whatever situation is, you can come to God anytime. Can you say amen? I want us to worship God right now with a thankful and a grateful heart for what Jesus has done to all of us. Can we all stand up in our feet right tonight? Whatever situation you're into right now, I believe you can express yourself to God. You could live your, if you've never done this, in gratitude. The reason why we lift our hands to God, guess what? Because in gratitude, He deserves our worship. He deserves everything we've got, my whole strength. He deserves my breath that I breathe for God. He deserves my strength. He deserves everything I've got. And I want to ask you right now, the spirit of gratefulness, you'll never be here today apart from what Christ has done, that He shed His blood to all of us. Your lawless acts, God says, because of what Christ has done, that He shed His blood, I will remember no more. And where this have been forgiven, there is no longer any sacrifice for sin. I want to pray for some of you here today. You are a Christian, you know that. But you know deep within you, you want some freedom. You want some freedom living some of your struggles that you know you can't handle it. You're trying to deal it with yourself. That's why you end up a failure. Because for you to experience victory and freedom, it has to be God. It has to be the sacrifice of Jesus' blood. You might have forgiveness. Let me tell you, it's God wants total forgiveness. God wants breakthroughs. God wants to set you free by no longer doing those lawless acts, by no longer giving into your sin. And I hope you understand, submit your pride to Jesus. You will never have breakthrough without you doing it. You need to have your part doing it. For those of you who are struggling, to those of you who have your weaknesses, and you're saying, God, set me free from shame, from lust, from fears, from my failure, from my rejection, from my pride, Lord, from my own guilt, I pray, Lord God, forgive me, set me free, and let me have the right to fellowship with you. Can I ask every head's bowed down and eyes closed? I believe your moment comes tonight. This is your moment. If you're here today, forget the person next to you. What is the very thing that God wants to free you? Will you humble yourself and say, God, I ask forgiveness and I ask you to set me free. And I ask for boldness, for confidence, to have the right of fellowship. If though you're going through tough times and going through the struggles on and on and on, that you need Christ to set you free, would you lift up your hands? I do want to pray for you all across the place. If the Lord is pointing out that thing, would you lift your hands up as a sign of surrender? A sign, Lord, it takes only your blood. Just a drop of your blood is enough to set me free, for me to experience victory once and for all. Thank you, Lord. Lift up your hands. As you lift your hands up, would you talk to Jesus and repent of that particular struggle that you're experiencing, that you're suffering from? Just between you and God, I believe this is a divine moment between you and God. God wants to set you free. God wants to give you that freedom that you need. Thank you, Lord. You've been struggling with this and that. It's a habit. It's something that you can't stop yourself. It's something that you can't give up. But you know it only takes God. A divine moment. It takes the hand of God. You know what it's called? The blood of Jesus. Just lift it up high and say, Lord, I repent. Forgive me. As you repent, I want to pray right now for all of you that you may experience freedom. I want to declare right now the blood of Jesus over your life that will not just forgive you but would set you free. I want to pray for you right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, every hand's lifted up. every person, Father God, who's willing to do, willing to trust you, not to trust on their efforts, but to trust you fully. Lord, I pray, whatever situation, struggles, weaknesses, whatever pride, whatever lust problem, whatever habits, Lord, whatever that thing that bothers them, Lord God, the struggle that they experience, shame, guilt, Father, in the name of Jesus, we nullify it right now. We break its power. We break the power of darkness over them in the name of Jesus. Lord, thank you that we declare the power of your blood, that for us to receive forgiveness and for us to be set free. Father, I declare your people free from all this sin, from all this lust, from all the struggle and weaknesses, shame, guilt. We deny you. We break your power over your people in the name of Jesus. I declare freedom on every person here in the name of Jesus, whatever they struggle with. Lord, thank you that your forgiveness is here. Your freedom is here. Your victory is here. Lord, and I pray, Lord God, for that spirit of boldness, that we have confidence to approach the most holy place by the blood of Jesus anytime, anywhere. It's just like us coming to Daddy, running towards Daddy, no matter what time is it, because you wanted us to be in right fellowship. Father, I declare freedom. I declare, Lord God, confidence. I declare forgiveness in the name of Jesus.